Monday Night Madness, y'all. What?
This is how we do it.
Girl, woo! Won't you? Baby, I need you in my life. Oh, in my life.
Come on.
Baby, girl, I'm a good man.
Well, you should have been had your glass on.
I said, I'm a good man. Yeah. I
got my...
Got your glass at. Hey, that's Dee Saunders. Hey, welcome everyone to Monday Night Madness. Hey, you heard it. You're hanging out with me, WBNDA, the Waymaker. And this is Monday Night Madness, and we do this thing around the globe, north, south, east, or west. It doesn't matter. Look, you got to check this thing out. And for the next couple of hours, man, it's going to be off the chizang. You hear me? Do you hear me? All right. So woo. Tell a friend about it. And we've got a special guest, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy. We've got Miss Songbird Ivy here. But we're going to bring her on shortly. But we'd always like to acknowledge artists that have graced our airwaves here, graced the airwaves via this channel, okay? Oh, I think Mika, she might be listening right now. Yeah, okay. Mika. Hey, girl. This one is for you. A whole damn mess.
You know about that, Mika.
Come on.
It was Friday. I got up early, went to my closet, then I called Shirley. So I said, girl, what you doing? We out tonight. Make sure you pack your freaking dress, gonna take a flight.
Let's do that.
Well, it goes something like this.
Yeah.
Roll it to the right. Roll it to the right. Now roll it to the left. Roll it to the left. Now break it down, down. Break it down, down. Bring it back up to step. Hey. Now lean and lean. Now roll it to the right.
Right. Right.
Then roll it to the left. Yeah. Now break it down. Down, down, down. Then you back up two steps. Now lean and lean. Roll it to the right.
The right, the right.
Then roll it to the left. Oh. Now break it down. Break
rocking
now
with my.
Now bring it down, down, down.
Y'all keep it going though. Do y'all thing.
She's a whole damn mess.
See, I'm a mess, a whole damn mess.
And we have to acknowledge, DA.
Yes, sir.
This is how I met you, through this gentleman here, Derek,
bring
the Change
out.
Man
Thank
Smith.
You so much for coming. It's only 15.
It's called Breakout.
All right, here you go. It's only grown folks, right?
Come up, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Songbird Ivy in the house, so just kick back,
oh,
grab a glass. Cool,
cause tonight I came to
break out. Yeah, I've been in the house for too long. I've come to break out. Yeah.
Oh, Mr. DJ.
Mr. DJ, play my song.
Listen.
I've been working all week. From 9 to 5. The boss is getting on my nerves. Feels like I'm gonna lose my mind. And I've been waiting patiently for the weekend to begin, so I can come to the hole in the wall and see all of my friends. I came to
break out.
Yeah. I've been in the house for too long. I've come to
break out.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. DJ, play my song.
Come on.
Let me hear some Nelly Tiger tracks. You call me by my name, and I know you heard her like I did. She said,
hey, Mr. Sexy Man.
Mr. DJ, please, sir, help me put my mind at ease. Let me hear some male waiters, a little Otis Redding, Denise LaSalle, and Martin Cheese. Yeah, whatever you play, it's all right with me, just as long as you keep it old school. But turn it up.
Turn it
I'm
up.
About to cut up. Flow and act the fool. Yeah. I don't get out much, so tonight I'm gonna have a ball. So pretty lady, come and dance with me. Ain't no leaning on the wall. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I've been in the house for too long. Got to
break out.
Y'all
y'all know what? I think after I leave here, I'm gonna head over to Cross South Carolina to the Grown Folks Lounge, hang out with my man Candyman. And then the next night, I think I'll go and see Big Lou in Bowman, South Carolina at the Deck. And then they tell me that it's hot like cayenne pepper over in Atlanta at the Backstage Lounge. I'm gonna have to check that out. And so y'all might as well get at me. Atlanta, Mississippi, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. Hey, Tennessee, I'm coming through. Y'all holler at your man, Derrick the Change Man Smith. And remember, change ain't change until you change. Until then, I guess I'll break out.
Break out. Hey, it's Monday Night Madness. You hanging out with me, WB and DA the Waymaker. And we've got our special guest in the house, Songbird Ivy. Hey, my friend, how are you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
You're doing good. You're sounding loud and clear. And are you ready?
Oh,
I hope you got your glass ready because we're going to bring your music to the world right here. You're hanging up. Yes, right. This is what we do. Hey, Waymaker, what happens here?
Hey, this is where talent meets the world.
This is what I'm trying
and
to tell
like
you.
And we'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to the world.
That's exactly
right. The buzz.
That's
world,
right.
Here come Miss Songbird Ivy.
Huh? Oh, I like that already. Let me go and grab my glass. I'll be right back.
You can be loved. Understanding is what I need.
Oh, beautiful.
Between you and me, you played your part so well to everybody else but me. If what they say is true,
real good,
I'd walk a mile in your shoes, and I will hurt you. She's no longer in your life. She's your past now. It's me, and I love you. It's gonna take some time to open up to. So let go.
Wow.
Trust me. I'm not her, and she is not me.
Where is my applause button? What happened there? Oh, my.
Thank you. Welcome
to the set, Songbird Ivy. You know,
yes.
Got a few questions to ask, then we're going to go back to your music. I'd rather hear your music than hear me talking. But I'm telling you right now, I understand why you have that moniker, Songbird. Why your stage name is Songbird, because the music tells it all.
Well, thank you so much.
Wow. Right off the bat, Waymaker. Right out of the jump. Just absolutely incredible.
I tell you, when I first heard it, I had to reach out.
Well, I'm glad you did.
I heard that voice.
I'm glad you did. Hey, Mika. Mika, hey, girl, how you doing? Okay, yep. We just played Whole Damn Mess earlier, right? So, got a question for you. Oh, before I get into like the who, what, where, when, why's, and how. Mm-hmm. How old were you when you first started singing?
Oh my goodness, I was 2 years old.
Oh my goodness.
And I can't remember any words, like English words, like me talking. All I remember is singing. And the song that I used to sing was, riding in my car, dun, 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 turned on the radio. You said I don't like it. You know, at 2 years old.
At two.
Yeah, I used to say
that is absolutely precious. I love that. I love that.
I grew up around good music too.
Okay.
And two years old is when I started.
So your family, anyone else in your family sing?
Yes, everybody on my dad's side. My dad, unfortunately passed away 2 weeks before I was born. But he could play the guitar. He had a gospel group. All my aunties, his sisters, they had their own female gospel group. So my dad sang and played the guitar. So that's where I got my gift from.
Well, amazing, amazing. Yeah. I don't want to waste all my questions right now, so I'm going to toss it over to the Waymaker because I've got a lot to ask. Waymaker.
Yes. Like WB asked about the name Songbird Ivory.
Mm-hmm.
Who came up with that name, or did you come up with that name? How did that transpire? How did it happen? Songbird.
No, all through school I was singing, like in talent shows, and through middle school I was singing, and then when I got to high school, the secretary knew I could sing, and from that point on, every morning I would come in, get a hall pass. Good morning, Songbird. How you doing, Songbird? You ready to go to class, Songbird? You want to help me out in the office, Songbird? So it just stuck. Her name was Miss Huggins, and I visited my old high school last week because my son goes there now, and she says she's doing fine. I wish I could talk to her, but I'm going to find a way to get in touch with her. But my high school secretary gave me my name.
That is absolutely wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. And you started at two. And then we're going to fill in the gaps a little bit, but I want to drop another one of your songs. I'm sure the audience would love to hear what you have next. Now, I have to be honest. I haven't heard any of your music before now.
Ooh, so it's a treat for both of y'all.
It sure is. But now, Waymaker has heard some of your music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
And I do this on purpose because Waymaker has brought so many artists. We talked about Mika, Miss Aretta, Miss Connie Moe, Miss Coco. Was it Miss Coco that you brought on as well? Why Not Ross, right. Dirk the Chainsman Smith, Jeter Jones. Whoa.
Yeah.
He was on this network. Ramon and Rush. I can go down the list. I don't want to leave anybody. Do Right Man. Wild Bill Young. Come on, help me out, Waymaker.
Dale Thompson.
Oh, absolutely. Dee Saunders. Miss Aretta. I mentioned Miss Aretta, didn't I? Okay. Nigel Perkins. Oh, that boy's crazy.
Summer Wolf.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Jason Nate.
We've had the lineup has been amazing. So when the Waymaker said he has somebody coming on, I don't need to listen until I hear that because I want that surprise. I want the element of surprise, right? And so I did the same thing with you. I knew you were great, because Waymaker recommended you. So can we do this right now and we come back. Okay.
Cloud Nine.
Come on, girl.
The magician, you make my problems go away. You don't judge me, you only love me. You always said that you would place no one above me. And baby, that's the reason why I'm still here. Unconditional love will forever keep me here. Cause you're my ride or die, that's why I'm by your side. Nothing can compare to what you bring to my life. In this world, come between it. Oh, well, you call a loyal one and a maniac. And you've been the same way since the beginning. So let everybody say what they want to say.
You ain't going nowhere.
I love is here to stay.
You are everything.
You are my everything.
Everything is you.
And everything is you.
Oh my goodness. Got
I
a question
write
for
all my songs. I write everything.
You write everything. You stole my question.
I knew that was next.
I knew the answer, but I knew the answer in a way. I figured that. And so many of our fine artists that we bring on here, Waymaker, they write their own music, which is that's a double credit right there. Okay.
Absolutely.
That is absolutely. I have a question about your background. Who sings your background?
Me.
I knew it. Waymaker, I knew that.
All the harmonies, all the backgrounds.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? I got two text messages, and Kim Rogers out of Longview, Texas. She said,
hey, Miss Kim.
Hey! She said, she's bad. Seven Up says, I do also real clear and hidden her notes. I like her a lot. My sister, Emma C. Brown, she's watching and listening right now. Okay.
Hey, Emma.
Yes, right. We love this. And we're all over the place. Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about from Texas to Virginia. Man. And I don't have time to look at, my other, phone, but, wow. My question is, we did a show last Thursday, Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast, and Summer Wolf was on there. And Summer Wolf, oh, that's a bad girl, too. Oh, Mika said, nice song, too. Okay.
Thank you, Mika. And
Summer Wolf says, she can sing in that whistle register. Okay. How many octaves above soprano do you sing? Because I could get, ooh boy, because you're up there.
Yeah, almost to the whistle register. Woo! I can't quite, I've done the whistle register before, but not like repetitively. Uh-huh. So like a step under the whistle.
But look.
Because, you know, woo! Patti LaBelle, If Only You Knew?
Yes.
I get up there.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold up, WB. Let me hear a little of that. Let me hear a little bit.
Ooh, if only you knew how much I do love you. Whoa, if only you knew how much I do love you.
Whoa.
Come on.
Whoa. Hey, look, I'm telling you, there aren't many artists that, not many artists will do this acapella on live radio. And you're exactly right. And I had the pleasure of seeing Patti do that at the Mosque Auditorium right here in Richmond, Virginia. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I could hear it. For some reason, like I said, oh, Mika says yes, yes, yes. Hey, Mika, she's right there. Oh, wow. It's amazing. It's amazing. Thank you so much. We're going to get back to more questions, but let's get back to a lot, some more music. How about that?
Let's do it. Come on, woman.
Oh, boy. I can already tell. Oh, my goodness.
Starting over is so damn hard to do. gonna be me and you. No matter what we do, can't change my point of view. Oh, it's gonna be me and you.
Sitting here thinking to myself, wondering how I'm falling more in love with you. Hoping that you feel the same way. Cause our conversations will always be true. If you give me your all, then I'll give you the same. Nothing can never come between what we made. Promise I won't change, I'll always be true. No matter what we have to go through. And baby, we can be free as the ocean reflecting the moonlight. And baby, looking into your eyes, vibes so right, need you in my life. When I say I'm gonna give you my all, just know that I won't ever let you fall. Just know it's gonna be me and you. No matter what we do, can't change my point of view. Oh, it's gonna be me and you. Just know it's gonna be me and you. No matter what we do, can't change my point of view.
Yep, songbird fits. It definitely fits. Wow, this has been amazing stuff. And the comments I'm getting, they keep coming in.
We can be free as the ocean reflecting the moonlight. And baby, looking into your eyes, vibes so right, need you in my life.
Hey, 7-Up, I couldn't agree more. She says, wow, awesome, awesome. Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
She's probably been introduced by other radio stations, but the Buzz would like to introduce the world to Songbird Ivy. Songbird, you're out of St. Louis, right?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Were you born and reared there? Did you grew up there?
Yes.
Okay. I was telling you earlier, I was in St. Louis one time, only one time. I was there back on a business trip. And for some reason, I had to hear some blues. I just had to hear some Southern soul blues. And so I went to this hole in the wall. And had the best time of my life. It was absolutely rocking. It was crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure you had a good time.
I had a great time. And you might even know about this place. It was a bar, but it was also, they had a stage in the back, and it was like, the stage was almost like a rustic type house look. And like they were playing on the porch. That was the stage.
Name of it?
I don't remember. I don't. But I'm telling you what. The people I came with, guess what? They had to leave, so I let them go. I wasn't going anywhere. It was the best time. It was the absolute best time. Now,
awesome.
Now tell me, who inspired you? I mean, what did you, well, now, you know what? I don't know whether you needed a whole lot of inspiration or not since you started at 2.
But who
encouraged you?
My mother. Like, after my dad passed, my mom, you know, she knew that I could sing from just, like I said, a little tot or whatever. But, yeah, she continuously, you know, reared me into singing because I wanted to sing, and she helped me write my songs.
Mm.
I started actually writing songs at 12 years old, and then I opened up for the Dells at like 13.
Mm.
Then I opened up for Eddie LaVert and LaVert, the group LaVert, and the Rude Boys. And then as I got up into my teen years, I broke off and went into, had a group And then we opened up for Tupac when he came here to Normandy High School. And then I opened up for Outkast and Nelly. I opened up for a lot of different people.
Wow.
But through the years, my mom helped me and reared me through things, you know, talked to different people for me. And then I got an actual deal with Jive Records in Chicago at the time. And R. Kelly was wanting to, I think he was like over Jive Records at the time. But at that point, I was only like 13 years old. So my mom had my best interest at heart. So, you know, she's the reason why I'm here today, you know, what I'm doing, because she
helped me
to be
met. Hey, my sister Emma, she said, hey, Ms. Ivy, I'm familiar with 360. What's 360?
Oh, my song 360.
Oh, shucks. Do I have that?
I don't think so. I got
no.
YouTube.
Oh.
On YouTube, it's 360.
Yeah, because I have you on my station list here. And so that way, your songs, it will pop up on the app.
Mm-hmm.
And this gives me a good segue, Waymaker, to tell people, look, I know you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, and you're on LinkedIn. And that's Studio W Buzz, Studio W underscore Buzz. That's our fan page. You can tune us in there. We're on the Rocco Train fan page. Bill Omar, we're on his fan page. That's classic artists that support DJs, okay, or DJs that support independent artists, whatever that is. But anyway, I don't want to mess anything up, so I'm not going to even click on that. But anyway, the best place, if you don't want to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, okay, you can tune into The Buzz. Music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. Okay? Go to the Apple App Store and download Studio.W. Studio.W. Android is simply Studio W. Also, go to the website because this show will be up in about 24 hours. If you missed it, hey, Songbird, if your friends missed it, okay, or you want to hear it again, or you want to share it with a friend, go to studio.w.buzz. Studio.w.buzz. It will be under archive shows, and it will probably also be under featured show. She got the featured part of this thing here. Waymaker?
Appreciate it.
Also, yeah. you know, I've dropped the mic, too, several times.
No, you had.
Yes, I had to.
I told you last week. I talked to the lady today about 11:37. She said Mike to be in sometime after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving.
I've been waiting, Waymaker, for a month for new mics.
Well, she said what happened was.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do, if you don't mind, Somber, because, oh my God. Let's see. I've got three more songs I want to play by you. But in the meantime, if you don't mind, if we acknowledge someone else that came, that's been, on our network, we come back because we make sure I've got more questions. And then I'm sure I'm going to talk to the Waymaker, you know, one half of the decision making round here, about having you back. real soon. Love your music. And we also have other platforms. We have other platforms that we bring on artists that we really like. We had, Wild Bill Young will be on the Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast show Thursday. That's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. We've had Mika. How many times have we had Mika on?
About nine times. No, I think she'll been on about three times.
Okay, and Nigel Perkins has been on several times. And like I said, we did have Gina Jones on. And this guy right here, I don't know, he probably been on about nine times. He called me the other day, too. That is Do Right.
Yes.
City Boy Music.
Oh, my God. Songbird, do you know Do Right?
Oh.
Check this out, baby.
She called me Mr. Goodnight.
Come on, now.
Call me good morning.
Me make the man want a drink.
I don't need a reason.
I had to grab a glass, man. Come on.
And open doors on Sunday.
This is some bad stuff right here.
I know how to make love all through the day.
Come on.
I know how to give her what she wanted. She's a happy lady. Listen, y'all. I'm gonna make love 500 ways.
Come on.
Mr. Goodnight, I'm your
call
midnight.
Morning.
And your good morning.
My nickname, Mr. Afternoon.
Your afternoon.
My name, Mr. Get It Right.
And I'll be your
Get It Right.
Mr. Goodnight,
Mr. Midnight.
Call me good morning.
Good morning.
My nickname, Mr. Afternoon.
I'll be your afternoon.
Mr. Get It Right.
I'll get it
come
right.
Over here and cuddle up. Let me be your teddy bear.
Let me be the one you want.
Let me be your rocking chair.
Your body is my treasure chest. I'm trying to find my goal. You've been waiting for a life like this.
Man.
You never seen before. I'll be the one you need. You don't have to look for me.
I'm telling you.
I'm here to satisfy you. Anytime you need.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
You've been waiting.
I'm making my way.
So I'm making my way.
Yeah. Night or day, babe.
She called me Mr. Goodnight.
I'm your midnight.
Call me good morning.
And I'm your morning.
Mr. Afternoon.
I'll be your afternoon.
My name, Mr. Get It Right.
Can I get it right,
she
babe?
She called me Mr. Goodnight.
You gotta get it right.
Call me good morning.
And then this boy, he's off the chain.
I like this.
He's off the chain. Nigel. Come on.
Perkins.
Nigel Perkins.
So sweet.
Yeah.
You got one, homie. With yours truly. You wobble, man. Baby, shake it, baby. Just don't break it.
Come on. Don't break it. We ain't got no insurance.
Don't break it, baby. Rumble in the jungle. You can feel the earthquake. Baby, baby, shake it, baby. Just
don't
break it. Baby, bounce it, baby. Shake it, baby. Just don't break it. Baby, shake it, baby. Just don't break it, baby. Rumble in the jungle. You can feel the earthquake. Baby.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute, my nerve pills, they still on back order.
Well, it's amazing you said that. I talked to her about 3:30 today, and she said, baby, write this whole thing.
Yeah, same time, yeah, okay, all right.
Get to him!
Come on, man. That's that bad boy, Nigel Perkins. You hanging out with me, WB and DA, the Waymaker, and Songbird Ivy. Come on.
Stepped in the club with a fresh pair.
Come on.
See these cool bad women on the floor. Give me. Well, let me slide over there with one leg in the air like that.
That boy's sick.
Woo! They yelling 1-2 step, 1-2 step, 1-2 step. How you do that? They yelling 1-2 step.
baby, shake it, baby, just don't. Please don't. Yeah, Earthquaking. That's that bad boy. Nigel Perkins, John Boy on the track. Welcome back. This is Monday Night Madness. You hanging out with me, WB and DA, the Waymaker, with the lovely Songbird Ivy.
Yes.
Songbird, thank you so much for gracing the airwaves, you know, via the buzz. Monday Night Madness, Waymaker. It gets gooder. Yes, it gets gooder than gooder.
And gooder.
And gooder than that.
Keep getting gooder.
And you're being heard around the world on this network. We have a lot of great shows here. Music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. So, Miss Ivy, Songbird.
Yes.
Don't say it like that. We gonna get back to you. Yeah, don't do that. No, I already know your voice is infatuating.
My what?
Your voice.
Oh, thank you.
No, you have one of those voices. And I can, it's almost like, kind of one of those like angelic voices.
Oh, somebody told me that.
I'm sure.
I had a show here. Same words.
Well, yeah. Hey, Waymaker. Let me tell you how I know what I know what I know. Because I've done many shows on the impact that music has on us. And I think that the value of music has been underrated. Now, yes. Of course, I have run into a few people. It's been... like, they are an extreme minority, like 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 people, right? But most people love music. And if I ask them, I say, what kind of music do you like? They say, I like all kinds of music. Okay? And I hope my neighbor, Faiz, okay? I have a neighbor, and I just met this cat. Well, I met him, but I met him officially tonight. And I told him to tune in. Okay? Then I have another neighbor on the other side named Sean. Sean always listens to the music. Just love the music. Mm-hmm. Music has a value that a lot of people don't realize. It is healthy if it's healthy music. I mean, it can even help you, you know, in your mental and or physical conditions. Doctors are even using music right now. It's called music therapy.
Yep.
And if you notice the type of music, some music make, think about it in our own lives. Some music make us laugh. Some music make us cry. Some music make us want to get up and dance. Okay? I know I've done it in the airports. I have my headphones on. Man, I'll dance in the airport. I don't care. Music will do things to you, right? And you have one of those voices that will engage an audience.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I've been doing it for a long time, and I don't, you know, take it lightly, because if it's 10 people in the room to hear me sing, I feel like it's 1,000 people. I don't care.
Absolutely. If one person, I love that.
Me too.
It's 3 of us on here, and I know people watching the comment, but when you ask me to sing, I'm going to sing like it's a stadium full of people, wherever I go.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. Oh, hey, let's see. Let me read this comment here. Thank you. And let's talk about connectivity. Well, this is going to be a 2-part question. We know that you were singing it too. When did you realize that you had it? that you had the it factor and you knew you could sing?
I think when I was in like fourth grade, maybe fifth grade, I did a talent show. And in fourth grade, I'm like, do people get standing ovations? Why are these people standing? So in fourth grade, I'm like 10, 11, I don't know, right. 12. But I'm like, that's when I knew, I'm like, I'm on to something here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, yeah. My God.
I think about Whitney Houston in fourth grade.
Oh my God.
So that's when I knew, when people start, like, the reaction that I would get from people made me realize, like, wow, this is really making people happy. This is really making people feel something. This is really changing the dynamic of their, like, how they feel when I sing. Uh-huh. So I love that feeling. So that's what I get out of it. I want people to be happy when I sing and get something out of it.
This is so cool because a lot of people can sing, but to be able to connect. Mm-hmm. While you on stage, can you feel that the audience is vibing with you? They're connecting with you? You definitely can feel that, can't you?
Yeah, I go out in the audience too.
Oh.
Yeah.
See?
I do. I go out in the audience. I dance. Because I'm a dancer too, so I dance.
Oh, Lord.
And yeah, I mean, I dance when I sing. So it's like, you know, I interact with the audience, and if I'm singing like, ain't nobody.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to give the microphone to somebody in the audience who knows it and have them to sing. Uh-huh. You know, so it's just the whole interaction thing is beautiful.
See, you the kind of artist, you the kind of artist that make a man want to start drinking.
Do that now.
No, don't worry about it. No, hey, I'm just playing around. I love having fun because, in case you didn't notice, this is not an interview. Waymaker, we don't do interviews, do we?
No, we refuse to.
We have conversations. There's a difference. There's a huge difference because just like you connect with your audience when you're on stage, we want to connect with you and connect you with the world by having a conversation. It's not in the scripted. If you notice, I didn't get your bio, right? But the questions that I want to ask you, and you can add anything that we've left out.
Okay.
Something that you want to share with the world that we may have left out. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I like going through the who, what, where, when, why, and how. Okay. And I've asked you, who inspired you? You mentioned your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Where? And we were talking about, now let's go back to when. When did you start? At the age of two.
Yes.
Okay. Where, and then we kind of covered the where a little bit because we wanted to find out, when did you realize that you could sing? And you said that you had a standing ovation, and you were in the fourth grade?
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. You know, what a great feeling, Waymaker.
Oh, absolutely. To have that type of effect on younger people. She in fourth grade, so I'm sure, all ages that was in the crowd. So just to have that effect. But Miss Sonberry, what I would like to ask you, okay, what would you tell up-and-coming ladies in this industry, you know, what they need to be prepared for and how you seek your dreams?
Come on. Mm. Great question.
It is a great question. I would start off by saying, if you know your purpose is going to be lived out. You have to know your purpose first. If it's singing, if it's acting, if it's comedy, if it's whatever, do that to the best of your ability and don't let anybody tell you you can't. Because I've been singing for so long and I've heard a lot of no's and I've heard a lot of yeses. Wow. But those no's made me stronger and got me to where I am now. It pushed me to write more. It pushed me to go sing more. It pushed me to do auditions, and I'm an actress too. So I'm in a play coming up next year called Sleeping with the Enemy. So I got the lead role in that. So it's like, whatever somebody tells me I can't do it, I'm going to push myself to do it more. And that's what you, as an upcoming artist, entertainer, or whatever you do, that's what you have to realize, that it's a mind thing. You have to push yourself and persevere through all the obstacles.
And in other words, don't give up. If you believe, or if you know that you have something, don't quit on it. Don't quit on it. Because Waymaker, you and I talk about this all the time, that there are so many great, great artists out here, even better than the mainstream ones that you're paying to see. And they don't get the recognition. And I'm telling you, Songbird, Ivy, I want to thank you for gracing this network.
No problem.
And you getting, as a matter of fact, I'm trying to, let's see, come on. Okay. Kim Rogers, she says, I'm listening while I was in the shower. Hey, Kim, don't even start that, okay? All right. And I'm looking. Songbird. The title of this show is Monday Night Madness, and Waymaker and I, we are absolutely mad. We don't, I mean, with the two D's, we ain't angry. But what I'm saying is off the chain. And what I like to say, the chizang. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I don't know if that a word, WB.
It ain't it is now.
Chizang, chisel, and all that. I don't know.
Well, it is now. It is right now. I've already copyrighted it. Okay.
Songbird, tell people where can they find your music.
You can find my music on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Music, Google Play. It's on Amazon Music. It's on Pandora. It's on iHeartRadio. You can find it on any streaming platform. And yeah, just go check it out. I have like 13, 14 songs on there.
Oh, of man.
Of course, my new Southern Soul song that's out now.
Absolutely.
Okay. And tell them how they spell it. Because some, you know, you artists have a tendency to, you know, mess with the words and letters in your name. So tell them how to spell it.
So any platform, Facebook, Instagram, that's what you want to do as an upcoming artist as well. Keep all your names consistent and the same so people can follow you consistently. Because if I spell my name S-O-N-G-B-I-R-D on Facebook,